My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Gators back. Okay, so you being out this week, and I know obviously you had a lot going on, and so I just wanted to get your thoughts on the Tigers. I don't know how much you've been able to pay attention. Your thoughts on the Tigers.
I think this is awesome.
I want to set the...
Been talking all week, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Someone got comfortable by himself.
This guy.
I tried Gator.
The car show with Gator.
I just want to point out, and Kang, you can attest to this. The Tigers were fading. I mean fading. They got 8 games under... They've sold at the trade deadline, and every day Gator sends over his show sheet, and there's 7 or 8 Tigers thoughts from the game the night before. And we'd go over the Tigers. We'd maybe do a segment on the Tigers. We'd get no calls, no feedback and all that. You never quit them. And I just want as a backdrop to say the Gator was watching when things were the bleakest, and you weren't watching. I'd have games on. I'd try to see if anything was going to catch people's attention. Right. Gator was locked in when they were 8 games under 500.
Well, locked in that my interest was still there all along. It wasn't, I was locked in and saying, this team's, keep an eye on this team. They're going to make the playoffs or they're going to make a run for it. That wasn't it. I just love baseball, so I was always going to be interested. And I was, back in my mind hoping, can they put something together? Could they possibly win 12 out of 15 games and make a move or something? And it's exactly what happened. I didn't predict it. I'm not going to... pat myself on the back. I thought that there was going to be something fun to watch, and it happened sooner than later because when the trade deadline came and went and they got the prospects in return for Jack Flaherty and for, Chafin and everybody else that they moved around, those players have done reasonably well in the minor league. Some of them done really well.
Yep.
And then when they made the decision a few weeks ago to bring up Chase Young and Trey Sweeney and Spencer Torkelson kind of all at the same time there. Yep. Okay, that should rekindle some interest there because now we're seeing what we wanted to, which was the young guys playing. How would they respond? Well, that kind of started a run. They played okay. None of them had been spectacular, but they've all done their job when they needed to. It hasn't been necessarily feast or famine. Yesterday was kind of like the first day where where'd the offense go? But for the most part, somebody else has stepped up. And oh, by the way, Kerry Carpenter's healthy. Oh, Riley Green is healthy. Oh, Parker Meadows is the real deal? I mean, what's going on there?
And it's, you jumped on that early.
And then this pitching staff that AJ Hinch has literally cobbled together is unbelievable what they have done. And when you talk about manager of the year, and I know people will look to Baltimore and say, oh, look what Baltimore's done. And what Baltimore's done is impressive, okay? But that's more, to me, that looks more like a GM of the year type thing. They made some great decisions in drafting and okay, give the team and manager credit for helping to develop some of those guys. But they've got more talent than the Tigers do. What the Tigers have done to even get back to 500 and now above 500 is nothing short of a miracle when you think of what's going on with this pitching staff when they literally have two starters. That they don't even start Kenta Maeda yet, right? He's still coming out of the bullpen, and he's still kind of hit or miss. They get Casey Mize back, presumably tonight, but I don't know what to expect from him. If we expecting him to go six or seven innings, or is he going to be another one of these opener starters that can go three or four because it's what he was doing in the minors when he was, you know, building up to come back? But it's been amazing. Like, they've gotten enough out of Sammons and Herter and whoever, and they get their three or four innings out of those guys. They gave up a couple. They would give up a couple runs, but what's really been spectacular is the rest of the bullpen comes in and shuts things down. Like, what? This is kind of like the first month of the season where the bullpen was unbelievable, and then they were horrible for the next 2 months, and now they're back to being unbelievable again, and it's really amazing. And I think it's a testament to A.J. Hinch. He deserves votes when it comes to manager of the year when all is said and done.
So this Boston series, I think it was Stan and Shelby who came by our broadcast location yesterday, listener, who said it told me to do something, and he's right.
Oh, he told you.
He gave me an assignment, essentially.
Okay.
Well, he told me something. I'm going to double and triple check it. These are Boston starting pitchers this weekend series and what they've done in August.
Okay.
Tanner Houck starts the game tonight. In August, he's got a 5.16 ERA with a batting average against of 2.92. Nick Pivetta in August.
Isn't he a basketball referee?
It's Dick Pivetta.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
He raced against Charles Barkley.
He did race against Charles Barkley.
They had a foot race.
And Barkley won, right?
Barely.
Yeah, well, Pivetta was like 80 years old.
Not the same guy, Gator.
Not the same guy? But he's pitching like him?
When Gator's gone, I can start to make a point and finish it.
You got comfortable with that, so you don't get you. We're back, man. We are back!
All the way back.
I've missed you, man. So Dick Pivetta is starting for the... May as well be Nick Pivetta, three starts in August. 6.14 ERA.
Ooh.
He has given up six home runs. He's only made it through 11 innings.
Okay.
He's only had three starts. Cooper Criswell starts Sunday. 6.43 ERA in August. Batting average against, I wrote down 3.97. I think it's 2.97. These guys that are coming into Detroit this weekend, first of all, they're all right-handed. And secondly,
oh boy,
they, as in August, they've been awful.
Well, I love the all right-handed thing because obviously the Tigers can have a very heavy left-handed offense, and we like to see that. I get that. That's nice to hear that they haven't pitched all that well, but the guy who pitched yesterday, wasn't he did not do so well prior to yesterday's game? And
no, I mean, look, guys can turn it around,
yeah,
but I don't know if this is a sign that they're getting the Red Sox at a good time.
I hope so.
Yep.
I hope so. You know, are the Red Sox really a playoff team? They're on the outside looking in, but they're ahead of the Tigers when it comes to this race. Tigers are still only, I can't believe they're only five games behind the wild card.
I know.
And they have, what, the third easiest schedule record-wise the rest of the way, if you just look at the win-loss record. Not how teams are necessarily playing right now, but what the win-loss record is, I think it's the third easiest schedule in Major League Baseball for the last, what, they have 27 games? This is an opportunity for them. But I don't think the Tigers are a playoff caliber team, but I think the Tigers are playing like one right now. So if they fall short, it's okay. If they make it, it's spectacular. Now, I don't know if, did you guys discuss at all the, I imagine the name Jackson Jobe has come up. Has it come up?
We've talked about it, and I thought the morning show might ask. They didn't ask AJ about it. I mean, the thing about Jackson Jobe is he's got to be up before September 1st to be
right
on a playoff roster.
I know, to be on a playoff roster. So it's like,
does
okay,
this actually figure it all into the, does it figure it all into the equation?
Yeah, because I think he's ready to make a start today or tomorrow for Double A. I'd have to look at it. But do you want, I mean, would you promote him to Triple A to get a start?
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe? Maybe, or is it just ridiculous?
At some point, you pull up. You got to pull out all stops if you're getting if you got a chance to make the playoffs. I think they do. I mean, I haven't looked at his outings lately. He's had some control issues, it looks like, at times.
The entire season,
yeah,
he's had control issues, which if you look to last season, his strikeout-to-walk ratio last year was something like a, I'm paraphrasing it for lack of a better term here, it was like 120 to like 20. Like, he just didn't walk people last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it was actually less than 20 walks the entire year last year. It was insane. And this year, it's been a bit of an issue where he's walked some players. But those numbers are striking. And, you know, I start thinking about this. What if you just promote him to AAA and forget about calling him up, you know, before September 1st, that's not likely. But promote him to AAA, because if the whole plan was we want to see him at AAA before he gets to the majors, why not do it now? And then, because you've got, I think, 3 weeks left in the AAA season.
Mm-hmm.
If at some point you find yourself in striking distance, like a game or two, and you have a massive series coming up over the weekend.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why not? Now, he may not, okay, so fair enough. He won't be there for the playoff roster, but can he be there for the playoff push? Can he help this team get there?
I mean, if you get closer, I think you consider absolutely everything. And if they deem him, because, I mean, that's a bit of a wing and a prayer, right? I mean, you're taking a guy that, and just throwing him into this situation sounds like it'd be a tough situation for a kid to come through.
I don't need him to pitch 7 innings. I just need him on the team to help out where is necessary. I mean, if you're going to continue doing what they've done, which is cobble it together, this guy gets 3 innings, this guy gets 4 innings, this guy gets one, whatever it is, why not put him in the mix? You have an opportunity to expand the roster, albeit it's not by much, in September. But it also, at some point, you can send him up and down. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. He won't be on the playoff roster, and that's okay. But can he help this team in September in a few games if you're pitching him out of the bullpen? And I think the answer is yes, he can, but are you ready to do it now, or do you want to wait a couple weeks and see where things go?
I think they should bump him up to AAA.
I think they should bump him up to AAA.
All right, let's just see. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback. Talking to Little Tigers. Got much to get to as the day goes on, including plenty of football discussion. Michigan and Michigan State fans, we got a question for you today at 11:05 as the Wolverines and Spartans get set to open up their week or open up their seasons this weekend. Spartans tonight, Michigan tomorrow night. 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.